ISF to host major startup conference and competition in McAllen. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez. On May 30, 2024, Adam Gonzalez, with COSTEP, Council for South Texas Economic Progress, hosted an Indian delegation exploring Rio South Texas for opportunities. Among the delegation was Dr. J. A. Chowdhury, founder and chairman of the International Startup Foundation, ISF, who shared exciting news that could transform the region's economic landscape. Dr. Chowdhury revealed that ISF plans to host a major startup conference and competition in McAllen, Texas. This groundbreaking event is expected to attract between 50,000 and 60,000 startup companies from around the globe, all competing for substantial funding provided by ISF. "We are very happy that we came here to Rio South Texas," Dr. Chowdhury stated. "We have a similar kind of culture back in India. We have similar weather, and the people are also very nice. It is cost-effective, and manpower is available here. The proximity to Mexico is an added advantage for startup and technology companies. The upcoming conference marks a significant turning point for Rio South Texas and its surroundings, highlighting its potential as an expanding hub for technology and innovation." Dr. Chowdhury emphasized the crucial role of technology across diverse sectors, including manufacturing, agriculture, food processing, logistics, transportation, and even space exploration. "Technology is not just a luxury, it's a necessity for progress and competition. Technology startups can offer solutions across these diverse industries," he elaborated. Dr. Chowdhury also mentioned the potential for collaborations with major technology companies. One of the EDC directors mentioned Soho Corporation, a multi-billion dollar tech firm from India, as an example of companies already having a presence in the region. "Several companies want to come to this region to access the markets, manpower, and other advantages," Dr. Chowdhury noted. Dr. Chowdhury, filled with optimism, expressed his admiration for the region. He underscored the potential economic windfall that such a massive influx of startups could bring, likening it to the meteoric rise of Silicon Valley. "These startups will not only create jobs and wealth, but they will also set the stage for a thriving economy," he predicted. When asked about the competition's prize money source, Dr. Chowdhury confirmed that ISF would provide the funds. "Our ISF will put up the prize money for the winners. We are here to help the startup ecosystem, and whoever wins the competition, we will take care of the funding." This announcement positions the region as a focal point for global startup activity, promising to attract innovators and entrepreneurs worldwide. The upcoming conference aims to showcase Rio South Texas's advantages and stimulate significant regional economic growth, mirroring the success of tech hubs like Silicon Valley. Adam, the host of the Indian delegation, highlighted the unique advantages of Rio South Texas, particularly its people and their collaborative spirit. He noted that the region's underdeveloped manufacturing industry presents significant opportunities for new companies to establish themselves. "There's a wealth of opportunity here for everyone," Adam remarked, emphasizing the importance of regional cooperation. He highlighted that the area boasts 3 international airports and over 20 bridge crossings within a 90-minute radius, 12 dedicated to trade. "This high level of connectivity, coupled with the region's collaborative nature, makes Rio South Texas an attractive destination for businesses seeking international expansion." Adam stressed the significance of communities supporting one another, noting that if a project isn't suitable for one city, it can find a home in another, benefiting the entire region through job creation and increased tax revenue.